Lucent Technologies is investigating the work of one of its top researchers, Hendrik Schön. Schön has published a stunning number of physics papers in the past 2 years. Some of them describe the sort of breakthroughs that earn people Nobel Prizes. Now, a number of his colleagues are wondering if those breakthroughs ever really happened. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins us now. David, some of this work was published a couple of years ago. What is it that raised everyone's suspicions now?
One thing is that it's been a couple of years now, and no one's really been able to reproduce the work. These were amazing papers. One of them described a tiny transistor made of a single molecule. Another paper described how these peculiar little molecular soccer balls could be made to superconduct to pass electricity without resistance. This is the kind of stuff that could lead to completely new types of computer systems, and yet no one could duplicate them. But there was a second thing, which was there appeared to be what you generously call mistakes in some of these papers. One scientist said he got a phone call saying, "Why don't you take out this paper and this other paper and look at figures 2 and figure 5? And he sort of held them up to the light, and the graphs were identical, even though they were supposed to be showing the behavior of different materials. I should mention that Schön is only one of the authors on these papers, but he's the lead author and been the lead on this research.
Isn't it possible, though, that those two graphs could have been mixed up, or maybe the research really isn't wrong, but it was just done too quickly?
I've spoken with one scientist who says he can't believe that all this was made up. Maybe some corners were cut, but there's just too much data for it to all be fantasy. Schön's not talking to the media. He said he felt it was inappropriate since the committee was beginning the investigation. But he defended his work to Science Magazine, who I think first reported this. And he said, you know, it's not surprising that some of the graphs look similar because we used similar equipment. Lucent, however, is taking all this very seriously. They've assembled a panel of outside experts, and they're supposed to figure out what's going on, hopefully by the end of the summer.
Schön, I believe, has published something like 17 papers in top journals like Science and Nature just in these past 2 years. Now, they're supposed to check people's work, and if there were problems, why weren't they caught earlier?
That's another big mystery. When a paper is submitted, it's reviewed at the journal. The journal has it reviewed by outside experts. They don't actually go and try and duplicate the work, though. So it can be a little hard to tell when you're just looking at a paper. But this is going to be a question not only for the journals, but also at Lucent, because at a place like that, you've got a lot of smart people who usually look over work before it goes out. And, you know, the other thing here is that no one ever thinks anyone's going to fake data, because eventually you get caught. This is science. And, you know, one scientist said maybe we've just been dazzled by the work. People have now gone back and counted that Schön had something like 40 papers in a single year. It's almost one a week. You know, it's like it's inhuman because researchers would be lucky to get one paper a year or two papers a year. So, you know, either the man is extraordinarily brilliant or something's funny going on, or maybe a bit of both.
Now, what about all the scientists who have been working for months, maybe years, maybe their whole lives, trying to get experiments like these and these experiments to work in their own labs? How are they reacting to this?
Some of them still think that the essence of the papers are correct, and they're continuing to work on these topics, and some say they're making progress. But others have just given up. You know, people put a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of grant money, a lot of grad students, you know, staying up nights for months trying to get this stuff to work. And one of the scientists said, you know, until someone proves to him now that this work is real, he's going to put the work on hold.
Now, does this set back everybody who's working in this field?
This is just one. This is one small area of physics, and this is one bit of research within that field. There are certainly a lot of other papers published on the sort of technology that would give you faster, smaller computers, and people haven't had trouble replicating that. I should point out that the jury is still out on this, so no one quite knows what to make of it yet.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's David Kestenbaum.